Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92 with Johnson Memorial Health Services. And Kristen Wick joins us today. And good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. I haven't talked to you for a while, so this is nice.
I know. You know, now with not having any kids and sports and out of school, you know, I miss you.
Yeah, we don't see each other that often, do we?
No, we don't.
Well, thanks for coming on Doc Talk this morning. What is your title at Johnson Memorial Health Services, Kristen?
I'm the Marketing and Communication Manager.
Okay. And you've been doing that for a while now, haven't you?
Yes, I have. Oh, my gosh, I'm trying to think. I think I've been here almost 18 years. I used to do the foundation, but I don't do that anymore. So, you know, my job title has changed a little bit, and so it's kind of fun. You know, when something changes, you can learn new things,
right.
New opportunities.
So what's your job responsibilities, Kristen?
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you how many hats I wear, Maynard. Or I just called you Maynard, Paul.
Yeah.
That's what I get for talking to Maynard before you.
That's right. Yeah, you wear a lot of hats, that's for sure, and you do an outstanding job.
I know you
organized the golf tournament, which will be coming up here. Or you've done that in the past, anyway.
In the past, I have. I'm helping to make sure it goes up smoothly this year. But, yeah, we have several different events happening, and I thought we should just touch base on them because we are so busy at Johns Memorial.
Sure. Yeah, let's hear all about it.
Okay. So, as you said, you know, the golf tournament is coming up Friday, June 21st, and that'll be at the Dawson Golf Course. And it's $300 per four-person team. And that also includes green fees, mulligans, lunch, prizes, and a golf cart if you need it. So no extra fees, just $300 per team. And we have a guaranteed $400 prize. Plus, as you know, because you've golfed there before in our tournament.
I love it.
There's chances to win multiple door and hole prizes. So almost everyone's a winner.
That's right. It's one of my favorite golf tournaments in the summer, that's for sure. We have so much fun. I know one year you did a picture contest of each golf team, and we loved that. We actually won that one year or so.
Yes, you did. Well, I mean, it was a little scary how you won it. I remember that picture.
Yep. With Lisa Kukemeister holding the tee in her mouth, you mean?
Well, I was thinking of the one where they're going to run you over with the
lawnmower.
Yeah. That one was shocking.
Some teams get real creative with that, that's for sure.
Yeah. And it's a fun tournament. I mean, there are serious golfers in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, for the most part, I'd say this, most people are there to have fun.
And it's a fundraising event, right?
Yep.
Good.
So we'll put the fun in fundraising, right?
There you go. All right. And when is that tournament again?
That is Friday, June 21st.
Okay. Do you still have openings?
We sure do. And so we encourage everyone to go to our website for all of our events that are coming up at jmhsmn.org. We have that coming. And then, oh my gosh, Riverfest is the next weekend, and we are just jam-packed. There's full of Riverfest events, but then we have some events happening during Riverfest as well.
Okay. Always a fun community event, that's for sure, year after year.
Yep, I love Riverfest. I don't ever miss it.
Yep. What do you got going on?
So Thursday, June 27th, we are doing a kids' obstacle course. And we're doing that on the football field from ages 5 to 11. What's kind of fun is we have different categories set up for different age groups. So the younger kids will go through a different obstacle course than the older kids. And what we are doing is we're timing all the participants, and then at the end, we'll have a race between the two top people to see who the champion is.
Oh.
So it's meant to be kind of a fun event, but we have some really cool kids' water bottles that we've purchased for it, and just some other fun stuff that we'll be having down there. And that is Thursday, June 27th at 5:30. The event starts at RB Clay Football Field, so the Dawson Boyd Football Field. Don't worry, we won't mess it up. We'll keep it clean.
Okay.
I have been told if it does rain, we will be in the main gym. Instead of the football field. But we'll let people know ahead of time.
Okay.
With all this rain, you just don't know.
I know. It's unbelievable. It's the spring,
yeah,
how wet it's been. But
yeah, exactly.
Like Dwayne Hassett says, never complain about moisture. So.
No, no, unless it's snow, right?
That's right.
So that's on Thursday, and then on Saturday, Riverfest asked us to kind of take over the fun run, and so we have done that, and this year we're making it a color run. So this is something new for us. We're really excited about doing this, and that is Saturday, June 29th, and that starts at 8:30, and that is for ages 7th grade and on up. And that is, you know, the 5K run. And then we have first place medals for various ages. So in men and women. So we're kind of, you know, it's new. The color run part is new for us. So we have a lot of people, probably about 15 people signed up to help with this event. So we're really excited about it.
Nice. Is that when you run across the finish line or run, there's people dumping, spraying powder on you or something like that, or how does that work?
Yes, they are. Okay. They are spraying powder on
you. So by the time
you finish,
your white shirt is all colored, right?
Exactly. That's the fun part. So they are white shirts, but I think we have 5 different stations of different colors that as you run around the course. So,
Did you say that was a run walk? Can you walk it too or not?
Oh, yeah, okay. You can walk it.
Okay.
I mean, again, it's Riverfest. It's meant to be fun. Although, for people who love to run, you know, we're not going to stop you from running it.
There
you
go. Good. Sounds fun.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that one. And then that afternoon on the 29th at 2 o'clock, we're going to be holding an open house celebration honoring Dr. Gerbig. Mm. That'll be from 2 to 5. And, you know, Dr. Gerbig has done so much for our community. And, you know, with his health issues that he's currently having, we just wanted to take a moment to say thank you.
You bet.
And to celebrate all the work he's done for us.
You bet. Yep. He was our children's doctor, too.
Yep. He was my doctor when I was little. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. We won't date him then.
No, we won't.
Okay.
But, yeah. So we think, I mean, that'll be, we're holding that in the Care Center Chapel cafe area, and then we'll probably have some tables outside because we anticipate it'll be a large crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And just serving cookies, coffee, lemonade, and just a time to thank Dr. Gerbig for all he's done for our community and, of course, for Johnson Memorial.
That's right. And he's a great musician, too, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Good.
So I understand he plans to play opening ceremonies of Riverfest. So
nice.
Hopefully he's still able to do that.
Nice. Good. All right. Anything else
happening
at Johnson Memorial Health Services during Riverfest?
Well, that's it. Although, you know, of course, we have the parade on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be a part of the parade. And we'll be throwing out, I don't know what we're throwing out yet.
Okay.
Probably some good candy.
There you go.
That's what we like to do. Yeah.
Yep.
We're
going
to be showing off our Trishaw. I don't know if you heard about that.
No. What is that?
So it's really cool. We got it through a grant called Cycling with Aging with Cycling, or I don't know, but it's a Trishaw. So what it is a bicycle in the back, and it's an electric bicycle, and then in the front is like a bench seat.
Oh, nice.
It's like a comfortable bench seat, and it has two wheels to, you know, there's seat belts, and then they can take residents out about the town on this Trishaw. And we have some residents who are with us right now who love it. So,
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've done it before. I was trained on it, and it's just such a cool experience. It's quiet, you know, because you're just driving around town on a Trishaw.
So one person can bicycle, carry 2 or 3 people in front of them then?
Yeah, they can.
Oh, wow.
It's an electric bicycle, so if you need a little bit more...
I would need that.
You can push the button. Yeah. Yeah, you can push the button. But yeah, it's been just... It's such a great, fun thing for our residents to have. And we have some new residents who just enjoy it. And we have a couple of activities professionals who love being on it. So it's been out a lot this year.
Good. All right, anything else, Kristen?
No, I think that's all. I mean,
you're busy.
I know. We have a lot of great things. And, you know, we couldn't do it without all of the great volunteers here at Johns Memorial who are helping to make sure all these events go off.
Good.
So I got to thank them because I'm just the person who was forced to be on the radio.
You drew the short straw today, huh?
Well, I asked and people said no. They must think you're scary, Paul. I don't know.
I'm not that scary.
Yeah.
I always ask people this when I interview them. What do you like about your job, Kristen? And what do you like about working at Johnson Memorial Health Services?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many things. I love the people that I work with. And then I love just our community. And I love the stories that I get to help tell of all the good that's happening in our community and all the positive stories that and patient testimonials and things that are happening and the people who are making that happen. A lot of times it's behind the scenes, and it's kind of fun to bring them to a forefront.
Good.
And I also just love letting people know what's happening at Johnson Memorial because, you know, we are the largest employer in town, and not everyone understands what all we do. So I always encourage people to go to our website at johnsonmemorialhealth.org or jmhsmn.org. We have two little nifty places to get there.
Okay.
And also to check out our social media besides our website to find out all the things that are happening because it's cool and it's amazing that a small little community like ours has such a fantastic facility in it.
That's right. You guys do a great job. You do a great job, Kristen. And
thank you.
Thank you for being on Doc Talk this morning.
Of course.
We'll do it again.
I hope so. Well,
all right. Thank
maybe.
You. Yep. Thanks, Kristen.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Kristen Wick with Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.